Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In this week's Parasha Mishpatim, the Torah teaches the civil laws between man and man. We would have expected that after Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days and nights learning the Torah from Hashem and Shamayim like an angel, that he would have come back and taught us all of the Torah's lofty principles. But instead, we are given the laws of damages, theft, loans. But in truth, all of the Torah's laws are lofty. Every mitzvah Hashem gave us is spiritual. When a person pays back a loan, he fulfills a mitzvah. Because it is a commandment in the Torah, his payment becomes a spiritual endeavor. If a person damaged somebody else and he pays for those damages, the Ramban writes, he fulfills a mitzvah like it says, Ba'al Habor Yishalim. It is told that somebody once saw the Hafetz Chaim in a great state of joy, and he asked the rabbi why he was so happy. And the Hafetz Chaim replied, he just had the merit to pay somebody who worked for him. He said, it says in the Pasuk, Biyomo Titen Secharo, pay your workers on time. I just fulfilled a positive commandment from the Torah. How could I not be happy? The way of the world is, when people have to pay for damages or pay back loans, they're usually down about it. They try every which way to avoid it, and if they get out of paying, they're ecstatic. But this is not the way of the Torah. The correct way is for a person to say, I owe somebody money, I have a mitzvah to pay it, and I can't wait to do that mitzvah and fulfill my obligation towards Hashem and use my money to do His will. The Chovot HaLevavot writes in his introduction to the Shara Bitachon that one of the great benefits of the Boteach BaHashem is that he pays his debts with a willing soul and a generous spirit. He is excited to pay his obligations. This includes paying his pledges to charity. This includes spending money on mitzvot. And this includes paying back those who we owe. The Boteach BaHashem realizes that every dollar he has is a gift given to him by Hashem. And the same Hashem who gave him that gift asked him to use the money to fulfill his religious responsibilities with it. The same Hashem who continues to bless him with more money, wants some of that money to be used for his avodah. The Boteach BaHashem says to himself, for what reason do I have money if not to be used for religion? And therefore, not only doesn't he look to get out of paying, he says, I have a mitzvah to pay. I'm going to do it the best way. When it comes to mitzvot, he buys the most beautiful mitzvah object. He pays his pledges to tzedakah immediately. And if he owes somebody money, he does everything in his power to pay the person back with a smile on his face, realizing that he is doing a mitzvah. The entire Torah is lofty. Every mitzvah is precious. And even what appears to be mundane civil law, in actuality, is an elevating spiritual endeavor. Shabbat Shalom.